It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology business trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 FM WESA. In tech headlines, the Pittsburgh-based business 113 Industries will work with the Penguins. The company's technology will allow the NHL team to crowdsource fan data to develop custom offers and services. And the NFL Players Association has filed a grievance against the league for monitoring some players' sleep habits through wearable technology. While players are required to wear health sensors during games, the union says it wants clear guidelines about how much of players' lives can be monitored. The league says players have worn the sleep monitors voluntarily. Now, as the World Series gets underway, the Pittsburgh Tech Report swings over to a company working to bring technological precision to baseball. Not far from PNC Park on the north side, C.J. Handren takes a swing at a batting tee outside his office. He's the CEO of Diamond Kinetics, and he's demonstrating the company's product, Swing Tracker. It's a round device that straps onto the knob at the bottom of a baseball bat.
This is a really powerful little wireless sensor, so it communicates by Bluetooth, and we capture over 10,000 data points a second with the intent of being able to kind of analyze, break down, and quantify. So we provide 15 different measurables and metrics on what's happening with the swing. We benchmark that against peer groups, different ages, skill levels, so you understand kind of how you stack up.
A big league player swings a hair quicker than 2/10 of a second. Other players are slower, but it's still not easy for a human coach's eye to assess power, speed, and control. But Swing Tracker collects that information, and the data quickly shows up in a diamond shape on a smartphone app.
So every time I take a swing, okay, you can see how quickly that little diamond popped up. That's the processing of those 10,000 data points. And in that particular case, pretty good swing.
Handren's max barrel speed was 57 miles per hour this afternoon. One company that's purchased Swing Tracker is K-Zone Academy, a baseball training center in North Carolina. Owner Dan Kapitsky used a competing product, but found the data wasn't as accurate as Swing Tracker. He still sees room for improvement in the Diamond Kinetics product.
When the product first came out, it was really all about, you know, here's a bunch of data. It's evolving into, you know, here's the data and here's how you interpret the data and here's how you use it to get better. Probably the biggest issues with any of these new electronic devices, and Swing Tracker is not immune to it, is the reliability, getting it to work every time. You know, there's bugs in the software and in the apps.
Diamond Kinetics is working with trainers, including Kapitsky, to field those bugs and also to develop new features. The company's also working with 10 major league teams. So far, Diamond Kinetics has attracted $3 million in investments from, among others, Pittsburgh Pirates principal owner Bob Nutting. And its Batfitter product is now a partnership with Wilson Sporting Goods batmaker DeMarini. In this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report calendar, the Three Rivers Educational Technology Conference starts November 3rd in Bethel Park. And applications for the Invest in Her Female Entrepreneurs Program are open until November 1st. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 FM WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by CMU's Hines College and its master's programs in information technology, analytics, cybersecurity, and management. Details at hines.cmu.edu.